Many people over time have repeatedly tried to contact members of Congress about the lawsuit, Walker v. Members of Congress, with little or no success. They meet with a stony silence. Were the subject not so serious, it would actually be amusing. Think about it. A member of Congress actually keeping his mouth shut for a change. But the subject is not amusing. An entire Congress deliberately violating their sworn oath of office and in doing so committing criminal acts is certainly not funny. But it does serve to explain why the members of the public have been met with silence when they inquire about the actions of Congress. Like all criminals, these criminals hope not to get caught. Unlike most criminals, they cannot conceal themselves in a dark hideout. No, they are public officials, and so must remain in clear public view. Instead, they use their public office to deflect public scrutiny over their criminal act by simply erecting a wall of silence, praying behind it that the issue will blow over and they will be able to get on with their slimy lives or screen over the public by saying they care about them. If that were true, they would obey the Constitution, call a convention, and thus remove all doubt as to their loyalty to the public they allegedly serve. Only you, as a member of the public listening to this audio, can make the decision if federal officials, having a, quote, right to veto the law, unquote, of the Constitution, is an issue you will allow to blow over. But as you do decide whether this issue will die because of the public apathy, remember one more trait all criminals share. Criminals who commit criminal acts tend to commit more criminal acts. Now, at least, you know why these criminals are so silent.